From the KBIA newsroom in Columbia, I'm Danielle Hogarty. Matt Pitzer won the contested Columbia City Council seat to represent the 5th Ward in yesterday's election. He won with 57% of the vote. His opponent, Arthur Jago, polled in the remaining 43% in the two-way race. Though a political newcomer, Pitzer believes his background in finance will help the council make tough decisions when faced with a limited budget.
I'm just really looking forward to, you know, helping the city make the type of decisions that will ensure Columbia remains a vibrant and dynamic city.
Pitzer focused on infrastructure and public safety issues during his campaign. He says proper allocation of these resources can help the city improve and meet constituents' demands. Meantime, Clyde Ruffin won the re-election to the 1st Ward seat on the Columbia City Council, and the three incumbents on the Columbia Board of Education, Jonathan Sessions, Helen Wade, and Paul Cushing, all retained their seats as well. In Jefferson City, voters approved two propositions that will pay for the construction and maintenance of a new high school. Last night, Columbia voted to retain its three school board members. KBIA's Jordan Nguyen was at their combined watch party and has more.
Four people ran for the three open seats on the Columbia School Board, and Helen Wade, Jonathan Sessions, and Paul Cushing were all reelected for three-year terms. While all three have slightly different goals for the next 3 years, Wade says that diverse thought is what drives a good school board.
Living in an echo chamber really doesn't lead to much creative thought, and it doesn't lead to the analysis of the issues that you really want from a board. I really think that this board has the quality of being able to have healthy discussion and really bring different points of view to the table so we analyze all the issues that are presented to us in a really thorough way.
Wade said she hopes to continue and improve the district's fiscal responsibility. Sessions said he wants to increase the challenge provided to students with a focus on college and career readiness. And Cushing said he hopes to continue to improve and expand the vocational school and the career center. Jordan Nguyen, KBIA News, Columbia.
Ferguson, Missouri's top elected officials in the 32 months since the fatal police shooting of Michael Brown has won another three-year term. James Knowles III, the mayor, who was the public face of Ferguson after Brown's death in August 2014, defeated City Councilwoman Ella Jones yesterday. Jones was seeking to become the St. Louis suburb's first ever black mayor. It will be Knowles' final stretch in office due to term limits. For more election results, check out our website, kbia.org. Danielle Hogarty, KBIA News, Columbia.